Who on earth gets married on a Springbok Test match day? I know at least two people who have done that or are going to do that. And in today's episode, you are going to get a front row seat as I discuss why you absolutely have to check the fixtures before you set your wedding date, or any other important date for that matter. So I've been invited to a wedding later this year that clashes with a Springbok Test match. He's actually a very good friend of mine, is probably going to watch this episode, and I know he'll take it in the good humor it's intended. Perhaps it's a miscalculation, I don't know. But I tell you what, if anything, at least it's just a regular test match. I'm sure my buddy will tell you it's okay to miss one Bok test to come and celebrate his big day. And I guess I could just record the match and watch it later. Or watch a replay of it a few hours after the wedding or the next day. So I'm going to give my pal a pass here. But imagine getting married on the day of the Rugby World Cup final. Yep, I know a guy who did that. I mean, seriously. Buddy, you have to check the fixtures. So in 2019, a good friend of mine was getting married. What day was this taking place? The 2nd of November. The same day the Springboks were playing England in the Rugby World Cup final. Now at the time, I was already living in Doha and my wife was pregnant with our first daughter. My mate was in Cape Town, so we were never going to be able to attend anyway. But I did call him out on it. His response? I didn't think we were going to get to the final. Oh, ye of little faith. Now, I grant you that we were not the outright favourites at the start of that Rugby World Cup, but we were getting better. Dr. Rusty Erasmus had taken over the year before, and 2018 delivered mixed results, including that famous win over the All Blacks in Wellington. In 2019, we smashed the Wallabies, drew in Wellington, and then beat Argentina home and away, winning the rugby championship in the process. So we went into that World Cup with momentum. And the fact of the matter is that South Africa enters every World Cup as a contender. Not necessarily the favourite, but definitely as a contender. Except 2003, when I think we all knew we stood no chance. And so my friend, his beautiful bride, and all their guests missed out on this.
They come and losing it. Arms there, pops up in a toy. Here comes Chisel Colby. Colby bounces towards the fence. Boots one. Still going. Chisel Colby. Chisel Colby. South Africa. The World Cup is theirs.
I don't know about you, but I would not have been impressed. Again, you have to check the fixtures. When I got married, I checked the fixtures. The Springboks were not playing that day, but none of the other teams I support passionately were playing either. No South African national team was playing that day. The closest you could find to a team that I support playing on my wedding day was the team I support in the English Premier League, Newcastle United. And they were playing against West Bromwich Albion. I was happy to sacrifice a Newcastle-West Brom game on my wedding day. This brings to memory the day another good friend of mine got married in Cape Town. It clashed with a Stormers-Crusaders Super Rugby semi-final. Now in Pretoria, that might not be an issue, but in the mother city, it can cause all kinds of problems. My pal had the perfect solution. The wedding took place in the church before the match started. Then the guests would make their way to the reception where the match would be broadcast on several screens. While the match was being played, my friend and his lovely bride would have their photos taken on the nearby beach. And the reception itself would only commence once the match had ended. A stroke of genius, I tell you. That's exactly how you do it, if you have to get married on an important match day. Now that wasn't a Springbok match, but you can appreciate the importance of the event. Similarly, in 2007, I attended a 21st birthday party. The only problem is that South Africa were playing Australia at the Cricket World Cup that same day. Guess what? After the speeches, most of the men made their way to the bar to watch the cricket. The young lady who was celebrating her birthday was understandably unhappy and complained to her father, who came over to the bar and pleaded with us to opt for the dance floor over the cricket. Now, I admit I felt sorry for the birthday girl, but could you really blame us boys for congregating where the cricket was being broadcast? What do you think? Do you agree that you absolutely have to check the fixtures before getting married? Or do you think people like me, who want to watch the Springboks instead of doing the YMCA at your wedding, are just plain selfish? Let me know in the comment section down below. And just before I go, guys, I'd like to quickly tell you about my Patreon page. It's an opportunity for you to help me out. If you like the work that I do, well, you know what? I would love to do this full time. I would also love to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup for you from down under on a daily basis. But I'll need some support. You can sign up to become one of my patrons. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US dollars, not Zimbabwean dollars. And what will you get in return for your contribution? Well, you can get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite rugby player. You can get a quarterly Zoom call with me where we can discuss Springbok news and information, match tactics, anything you like, really. You can also get discounts on my upcoming merch store. And you can even stand the chance to win yourself Springbok match day tickets, as well as the brand new James Small biography that is coming out in the coming months. So if that sounds like something that you'd like to do and you'd want to support me, head on over to my Patreon page. The link is in the description area below. As I say, it starts from as little as $5 and it goes all the way up to $100, depending on what you want to give me and depending on what you'd like to receive. And in advance, I thank you very much and I look forward to your company next time.